You see those pictures of Janet on the internet? Yeah. She looked good, huh? She looked real good.
She looked different. I'm not sure if it was good.
She looked scared to me, Sybil.
And that,
she looked scared.
I didn't get the scared part, but she just looks different.
Scared.
I'm not sure what's going on. Looks Why do you say she's man. Scared?
She just looks scared. Like he told her, don't touch nothing, don't look at nothing, don't make eye contact
That's
with
the
nobody.
Way those billionaire Arab types are.
She found somebody just like her daddy to scare.
Well, they say we do marry our fathers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com news.
Election Day 2014, this morning, the big prize is the U.S. Senate. Will the Republicans pick up the 6 seats they need to control the chamber? A lot of the late polls giving Republicans some reason to hope.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is voting day. It is Tuesday, November 4th, and it is the birthday of one Cynthia Woodson, as well as All Reach right. Media's Kimberly Perry. Happy
and
birthday, Kim. And we are looking at big races, as you heard, across the country today in a number of places. They're saying that independent candidates may push a lot of these campaigns into overtime with second rounds in December and January if things do not go and clear out tonight as far as the Senate races are concerned. But also there are statewide races, a number of governorships that are up for grabs as well. And so they are just saying the most important thing is that you get out and that you vote.
Now, is it 7 o'clock all over the country that polls open?
It depends.
Okay.
But
7 to 7, a lot of places, right?
Sometimes it's 6 a.m., but 7 is on the safe side.
Well, whenever you go vote, do me a favor. Text me at 646464. Tell me that you voted and tell me how the lines are in your polling place.
And stick with it.
646464.
And don't take a selfie.
And if you have a problem, you see any kind of problem, call this number, 1-866-OUR-VOTE. Ken Smuckler's coming up.
Responding to allegations, St. Louis County Police Chief John Bellmer said yesterday that officials did not restrict the airspace over Ferguson, Missouri to block media coverage of protests. Rather, he said the temporary restriction was about protecting both those in the air and on the ground. He said it's always about safety. We don't have the ability to persuade people out of their for any other reason than that. Had we wanted to move the media away from the arena or the area, then we would have started that on the ground. And of course, he spoke one day after the Associated Press reported that the no-fly zone was aimed at the media, a story of St. Louis's alderman described as disturbing. The report only further hurt the already damaged trust between residents and authorities. And the AP story says it shows that there seemed to be an active campaign to keep what was happening out of the spotlight to suppress media coverage. A student was shot at a residence hall near Delaware State University yesterday, prompting police to lock down that campus for nearly 3 hours before determining the shooting was an isolated act of violence. The male student was taken to a local hospital with non-threatening injuries, and they say that he is expected to fully recover. Here is a disturbing story about a father who was taking matters into his own hands. He was facing, he was angry at a man who had been charged with attempted rape of his daughter. So the father forced the man who did or did not rape his daughter, he asked him to come to dinner before torturing the man to death. The 14-year-old girl allegedly raped 2 months earlier by a 45-year-old married man. And according to the Indian Express, the man invited him to his home in Kuala Lumpur for his last meal before assaulting him. In New Delhi. And he reportedly strapped the alleged rapist to a chair, burned his genitals with heated tongs, and strangled him. The father turned himself in, followed the incident, and gave a detailed statement. And he said he wasn't going to allow anyone to ruin his daughter's life.
Good parenting.
We don't know if it's true. You don't know if it's true. You don't know if it's true.
But if it is that good parenting?
I would love to think that. No, I think it is good parenting. I mean, taking care of your family like that.
I would hope he didn't do it to the wrong guy, you know. That's really bad.